This week, the city of San Bernardino voted to file for bankruptcy. Tomorrow, the county of San Bernardino, just east of Los Angeles, will consider using the power of eminent domain to seize the mortgages of homes that are underwater, worth less than their mortgage, and then write those homeowners a new lower mortgage. Over 43% of homes in the county are underwater. But eminent domain, forcing the sale of land or housing for public good, is usually used for things like building a highway. This would be using it for financial transactions. The plan is for judges ultimately to sign off on the seizures, but the idea has editorials flying. Greg Devereaux is chief executive officer of San Bernardino County. And Greg, you're holding the first public meeting on this tomorrow. We understand the idea came from the San Francisco-based venture capital firm Mortgage Resolution Partners. How is this supposed to work?
Well, they're proposing to ask us to utilize eminent domain to acquire mortgages. Very important distinction. Mortgages, not the property.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of this acquisition would be to keep homeowners in the property, to get them in a position of having equity in their homes instead of being underwater.
What we understand is, with the help of Mortgage Resolution Partners, they're raising money to do this if you go ahead. You would purchase these mortgages, just the paper, really, which are now bundled together in financial instruments. You would purchase them and then do what with them?
We would then approach the homeowner to say, you have the option of keeping your original mortgage. All that has happened is who you are paying your payment to has changed, like it does all the time in the market. Or you can apply for a new mortgage at 95% of the current value of the home, thus giving you equity back in the home.
And then, you know, once they make that decision, who holds the mortgage? You've taken it away from the financial instrument and the lender who that had it. You bought it at the value of the house now, not what the mortgage price is, so at a lower price. Who now owns it?
Well, there would now be a new FHA-insured mortgage.
And some other lender would bundle it in some other way.
That's potentially true.
Well, you know, you have your critics. Let's get to it. The Wall Street Journal says this is a fundamental violation of property rights and contracts, that it'll end up hurting investors because you're forcing one investor to give something up at a lower price than they were holding it, and you're handing it to another investor.
Well, let's talk about that. First of all, we're taking the mortgage, not the property. Let's continue to make that distinction.
Right.
California is a non-recourse state. So if the Wall Street Journal is saying, let's honor those contracts, do you know what that contract is? Every one of those homeowners has the absolute right to walk away from those mortgages.
Well, you make the point that the banks have no recourse, and so, you know, better they get less from you than nothing from the homeowner. But the point that critics are making is this isn't how eminent domain is traditionally used. You're not building a highway. You're not building a bridge. In their view, you're not doing something for the public good.
Well, I disagree. In San Bernardino County, we have over 3.5 times the national average of foreclosures. Every one of those foreclosures results in an empty property that usually gets vandalized. It impacts the value in the entire neighborhood, and the crime rates go up. If preventing that isn't a public purpose, I don't know what is.
Well, in fact, we were wondering if this action would force lenders to acknowledge the real value of these financial instruments as you pluck out these mortgages and reveal what they're really worth. And Joe Nocera writes the same thing. He says, in fact, traders are already buying these securitized mortgage bonds at a discount. Meanwhile, homeowners stay saddled with a mortgage that's unrealistically high.
And that's actually the point. It's not the lender. Again, these have already been sold by the lender. And they've been sold at the current market value. Now, the Wall Street Journal also says that we're trying to buy these at less than the market value. No, that's not correct, and that's not the way eminent domain works. There may be a legitimate discussion of what that market value is, but whatever it is, that's what must be paid.
And your guess is that it's going to be far less than what it says on paper it's worth.
Absolutely.
That's Greg Devereaux, Chief Executive Officer of San Bernardino County. We look forward to seeing what comes out of your public meeting on this issue tomorrow, Greg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's something to chew over there. And if you want to, do it at hearandnow.org. Let us know what you think. We're going to have some listener thoughts in 30 seconds, Here and Now.